come back into the end of the Pesach Be'Yos. Pesach Be'Yos has a lot of very strange things. So we need to go to the more Derek up. So the Gemara says in Ksuvah in Daf Yud Aleph, Amar Rav Huna, Ger Katan, Mar Pilu, Noisa, Das Beisim. A Ger Katan, so he doesn't have Das himself. So we're Matbil him, Al Das Beisim. My Kamash, let's just read through the Gemara first. My Kamash Malon. What's the Chiddush? The Schus Alayim is Ochel Lorem Shalai Befanov. Tanina, it's Ochel Lorem Shalai Befanov. Ein Chavon Lorem Ela Shalai Befanov. The Gemara says, it's Dovah Pashat. Once we know there's a Din is Ochel Lorem Shalai Befanov. I could be zeichah for somebody else, so I could have the das to do a kinyan for somebody else. So it's a poshut, says the Gemara. We wouldn't have seen poshut to us, but the Gemara thinks then it's poshut that based on it could be zochin in the geirus. I have to see exactly what that is. There could be zochin in the geirus on behalf of a kotel. So why is it even a chiddush? So the Gemara says the chiddush is not that they could be zeichah. The chiddush is that it's a schus because maratema. So the chiddush is that it's a schus. The zochin part is poshut, but the chiddush is that this that geirus is a schus. Maybe it'd rather be a goy. So you say no, it's a schus. So after Gemara, leimu sayele. Says in the Mishnah, "Hagiris v'ashuya v'ashifcha sheniftu v'shenizgaru v'shenistachu b'chusus m'dayis shalosh shalom yemecha." So you see, you can have a mitzias of a giris who was in the sky less than gimel shonim. My lab that blino das based him. How did that happen? Because the matbu are das based him. I said, "No, loy hochi maskin on b'goyish shenizgaru b'ponu b'mdayis avimai the nichlu b'mayt over the void." So there is morning chusa. There's we talking about goy that nizgaru b'ponu b'mdayis avimai. So then. It's more obvious that it's a schus. Nichelu b'may David avoin. But again, it's chidushim. And what is a schus? When it's nizgai rabbanav of noisiv imay, goy was nizgai rabbanav of noisiv imay. So that's more of a schus. There, apparently, there you also need zochin. Need zochin l'adam shalai b'fanav also. At the end of the day, the child is a cousin. So there you also need zochin. But it's more self-evident that that is a schus. Nichelu b'may David avoin. But here it's a chiddush again. Rav Huna's chiddush primarily is that this is a schus. Hagam, it's not nizgai rabbanav of noisiv imay. It's not over davoin. It's still a schus. If they grow up, then already they could be meicha. Why could they be meicha? Because by zochin l'adam shalai b'fanav, the halacha is that you could be meicha. By every zochin l'adam shalai b'fanav, later you could be meicha. So here also, it's a case of Zochel Lim Shalai B'Fanav. So he deal Yochel Limchis. There's a Rashba in Kiddushin, just to know. And the Gimel, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Rashba says that there's two reasons why you can be Meicha by Zochel. One is because you can be Megal Das by you, it's not a Schus. And then the Rashba says, even in something which is a Schus Gomer, and that's not Shayach, but there's another halacha that a person can't be Kain about Karcha. If I don't want to be kind, you can't force me to be kind of something. So that's another reason why you can be mech. We'll have to see what's going on over here. But just to know, that's the Rashba and Chagimel. There's two reasons why you can be mech. If it's not a schus gomer, so the Rashba, you can be megal das. It's not a schus. And even if it's a schus gomer, but you can't be kind of something about kochen. Okay, so let's go back now to the top. A few things here to discuss, just to have some basic ideas. So, Rav Huna said that by a ger kotten, we're not talking about this guy rabbanav of noisiv imay. That's the case. That's more posh. Rav Huna says even if it's not this guy rabbanav of noisiv imay, matbila noisiv al das, and then you have goes to zochin l'adam shalai b'fanav, based on a zochin negeirus on behalf of the kotten. Then the Gemara says there's another case of this guy rabbanav of noisiv imay. Where the father was also Magaya, the father and the child, they were Magaya together. And it's Mavur in the Gemara that's also Zochin L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav. That also works with Zochin L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav. But it's a more self evident Zochin. It's more self evident that it's a Schus. But it's also Zochin L'Adam Shalai B'Fanav. So let's start with this. There's a Shaila here when it's Nizgai Rabbanav of Noisiv Imay. When there is a father and the father's coming to be Megayah the child together with himself. So it's mavur in the Gemara that also works as zochin. But is that zochin of Basin? Is it aldas Basin? Is that also aldas Basin? The schus is aldas Basin? Or maybe there, the zochin, the person who's doing the zochin, who's providing the das, maybe there already is the father. Maybe they don't have to come out to das Basin. That mafurish in the Gemara. The lashon of aldas Basin you have in Rafuno, where there's no father, and the child himself is coming to be Megayah. So that's Aldas Basin. It's a Zochin, but who does the Zochin? Basin does the Zochin. What it says in the Gemara is that when this guy born of Musavima, he is also a Zochin. It's more posh that it's a Schus, but it's also a Zochin. But it's not spelled out. Is that Zochin of Aldas Basin? Or maybe that's already a Zochin Aldas Ab? Maybe when there's a father, it's the father who provides the Das. So this is apparently Machlekes Rishonim. The Ramban in Ramban's in Reblezer, the Mil and Shabbos, the Ramban says the Ramban over there says B'Seichadvarim, the Ramban wants to suggest a chiddush that even though the Gemara says Igdilu Yechayim Limchais, maybe Gdilu Yechayim Limchais is only where the father was Megayer. The father brought him to Megayer. This guy won over Noisavima. But if there was no father, and it was Adas Beistin, says Ramban, maybe then he can't be Mecha because Makayach Beistin Yofa. Kayach Beistin requires that you can't reverse what Beistin did. So since the Ramban this is not Einam Mechubah, he rejects that distinction. But Ramban held the thought in his mind for a minute that maybe the din of Igdilu Yechayil Limchais is only when the father was Megayer. So then it's not Aldas Basin. So then maybe you can be Mechayel. But whereas Aldas Basin already, perhaps Makayel based in Yofa. So the din itself, the Chiddush din itself, that there should be a Makayel based in Yofa, there are matzahs in the end, Eina Mechubah. He rejects it. But Akaponim, Mitoch Dvorim Labandu, that the Ramban was assuming that when the father is Megayim, it's not Aldas Basin. And therefore there's no Makayach Basin Yofa. When there's no father, then Basin is Megayim, so then perhaps Makayach Basin Yofa. But when the father is Megayim, then it's not Basin. And of course you have to have a Basin there, but every Gerz you have to have a Basin. But it's not Aldas Basin. This is not Aldas Basin. So Ramban thought, it's not Aldas Basin. Maybe that's where you could be Mecha. But when it's Aldas Basin, maybe Makayach Basin Yofa. And the Chayyim, the Ramban only rejects it because he doesn't like this distinction about Makayach based in Yofa. This notion that Makayach based in Yofa prevents you from being Mecha, that he rejects. But Akoponim, he seems to have taken for granted, though, it doesn't sound like he's rejecting the Havan and the Gemara. He seems to have taken for granted that the Aldas based in is when there's no father. But when there's a father, then it's Aldas Ahab. Where did Ramban get this distinction from? Presumably, the Ramban read it into the Gemara. That when the Gemara says that there's more nichusa when the father was Megayim, than when there's no father, that by Nizgayim Bono from Noisanimoy, there's more nichusa because nichalu my da'ovet avoin, presumably the Ramban read the Gemara to be saying that when it's Aldas the father, so there's more nichusa. Because the child trusts the Dasa father. The child, he implicitly trusts that whatever the father does for him is a schus. But where it's not Aldas the father, it's Aldas based in. So there's less confidence the father, there's less nichus. The child not even Das at all. But there's less nichusa, there's less nichalu, it's less schus for the child when based is being the guy. My the over the wing, what the father is doing to the child. Let's call that the Ramban read the words in the Gemara. The Ovid Avoyin, the Ramban read what the father is doing to the child. So if the father is doing to the child, the father is being Megayah of the child, meaning the father is the one who provides the Das, then there's more Nichuluhu. That's more Pashut the Gachal Anushal of the father. But when Basin is Megayah of the child, said the Gemara, so it's not the Maida Ovid Avoyin. The Ramban read that to mean it's not the father doing it to the child, that is Basin doing it to the child. So maybe that's not such a schus. And the Kabash one is the notes, all the schus. Presumably, Ramban didn't just make it up out of thin air, this distinction. Ramban probably read it into the Gemara, that's the chiluk between Nizgayr Bono of Noisav Imoy and not Nizgayr Bono of Noisav Imoy. The chiluk is not, was the father Megayr, was the father not Megayr. The chiluk is, who was Megayr, the son? when there's a father, the father's megayer the son. Again, meaning, of course, there's a basin, but the father's megayer the son, meaning the father provides the das. When there's no father, then basin provides the das, and that's what the Gemara's mechalek, and maybe in the degree of schus, you know, I would have had a meaning that this is more schus and that's less schus, and come out from that. Our component, that's Laman from the Ramban. The Ramban holds that when the father is megayer the son, then it's al das av. When there's no father, then it's al das basin. The Rashba, on the other hand, in the Ksuvim Ksuvis, says the Feirush that everything's al das based. The Rashba says, he doesn't even talk about this head on, but he says, this is L'shay Nazar, that the Rashba's talking, he says, there's no chilik of father or mother. That's, I think, his explicit agenda. That's not the father, mother, it's all the same thing. So he says, it doesn't matter, the father brought him, the mother brought him, regardless, might be the father brought him, the mother brought him. I'm not feeling myself das based. Regardless, from Matbilo, I'm still das based. But everything's al das based. I said, what's the more mechalik between al das based and then Gershon is garabon of noisav imoy? So the Rashba also, again, it's l'shaynasar. He says that when it's garabon of noisav imoy, so he says it's nichale. That is exact lashon. But basically, he said, I'm not quoting him verbatim, but he says it's nichale to be like his father or like his mother. Meaning, the Rashi learning the chiluk is not between when it's adasa av or adas based. Everything's adas based. The chiluk the Gemara makes in the digs and the klusa is the case of the Rav Huna is where the parent was not being the gayer. The parent was going to remain a goy. So the parent decided, I like my child to be a Jew, but he's going to stay a goy. So there already says the Gemara, that's a chiddush of a lot of slave of Adam. Mashenking when he's Gaia Bono from Nois of Imoy, when the parent himself is Megayer, so then it's more positive that the child is happy because every child wants to be like his father, wants to be like his mother, he wants to be like his parents. So there it's more obvious that it's a schus. And Abunah's chiddush is that even if the parent's going to stay a Goy, it's still a schus. That's the two levels in the Gemara. But what's Negay to us is that it's that in the Rashba's terminology, it's all called Adas based. Doesn't matter if there is a parent, there's no parent. The das over here is provided not by the parent. The das is always provided by the based. So that's the raid over here. That it's a machlokes the Ramban and the Rashba. When do you need das based? The Rashba learns you always need das. Whenever it's a cotton, you need das based. Doesn't matter if there's a parent, there's no parent. You need das based. And the Ramban holds no. You only need das based when there's no father. Or perhaps no mother, whatever. You need that's based in, let's say, you know, our mother's the same as father's. That's like a separate issue. You know, the Rashba's mothers and fathers are the same. That may be up for grabs, you know, another Rishonim. But that doesn't have to concern us either right now. The main point that it's a lot of technical questions here. When is it a schus, and is the mother the same as the father? I don't want to get distracted. We're not really learning Suvus, we're learning Sened. So I just want to know what we need to know for our purposes. What we need to know for our purposes is, you know, there's the Ramban and the Rashba, how to touch up the Gemara. The Ramban touches up the Gemara that everything is al-das based. Whether there's a parent, there's no parent, everything is al-das based. And the Rashba learns, no, I'm sorry, that was the Rashba. Everything's al-das based. And the Ramban learns, no. When there's a father, then it's al-das av. When there's no father, then already it becomes al-das based. Talk in a minute what might be behind this machlokes, but that's just for starters. What about Rashi? So Rashi says, Al das based in Zok Rashi. Kmein lo yav. V'im lo yevi osu li izgaya. There's no father. The mother brought him to me, Gaya. So Stan is the thing in Rashi, you see fathers and mothers are not the same. There's more. But that's what I don't want to get bogged down in. But Akoponim, Rashi prefaces, the case is in Ein Loi Av, V'imoy V'hibiyosu L'Zibagilis Gair. Matbilin, V'ein L'chagev L'Loi Milu Tfilo, Al Das Beistim. Shloi Shiyu B'Tfilo Osoi. Kidin Kol Tfilo Esger Shetzichim Gimu. V'heim Na Loi Av. V'heim Ger Al Yedeyim. V'magoy V'yayin Kosher. Rashi has said to Loshon here, that Al Das Beistim means that Heim Na Loi Av. It's obviously supposed to be read together with the Rashi before. The case of Al-Das Basin is in Ein Loyav. Al-Das Basin is V'heim Nasim Loyav. If there is a father, then they can't be Nasim Loyav. But when there's no father, Heim Nasim Loyav. So what is this Rashi saying? So first of all, Dover Rishon, you see there in Rashi certainly, and the issue that and the issue that divides the Ramban and the Rashba, is it only Eldas Basin when there's no father, or is it Eldas Basin even if there is a father? Rashi's clearly on whose side? The Ramban. Rashi says Eldas Basin means Heim Nasim Loyav. When there's no Av, Heim Nasim Loyav. You see that the primary thing is Av. There's Av. That's the if it's no Av, then the Basin becomes an Av. But obviously, if there is an Av, then it's not Eldas Basin. According to Rashi, Eldas Basin means Heim Nasim Loyav. So obviously, if there is an Av, then there's no Eldas Basin. Then it's Eldas Av. The model is Eldas. The paradigm is Eldas Av. Basin is a substitute for an Av when there is no Av. So then it's Eldas Basin. Okay, so as far as it goes, that's more Al Derech the Ramban.
According to the Ramban, I think the Ramban would read that Rav Yosi is only Al Das Av if it's Al Das Av, and Ramban says that because it's impossible that you're Yachol Limchos when it's Al Das Basin. That was the point of the Ramban,
right? Rav Yosi was going. I mean, the Ramban rejects it.
Yeah.
I don't. So, the Ramban rejects it, but you just see how the Ramban read that this is Al-Das Basin and this is not Al-Das Basin.
So according to Rashi, in Hikdivu, he says, Gitam Rishim Skyru, Ba'afilu, and Abim.
No, even the Ramban learns it. Even the Ramban rejects it. Because they all, what's the difference? Zochen and Zochen. The Ramban rejects the Ma'afilu based on Yofa. That was the thing the Ramban wrote. They say, Smachana, the Ramban pulled out a thing, a rabbit out of a hat that is Ma'afilu based on Yofa. So fine, that the Ramban rejects. There's no makayach based on the offer. So zochen is zochen. What's the difference if it's aldas out or aldas based? And it's all zochen lanim shleib b'fanov. And zochen is all lanim shleib b'fanov. It's a gilui chayil limchas. The Ramban had other acts, other fish to fry over there. Why he wanted to say that perhaps it's makayach based on the offer? It's busy with the riff. The riff left out to gilui chayil limchas. That's mamish not asur gilul. I just wanted to take out from that Ramban this nekuda that it's all zochen, but the question is who's doing the schiel. It's all zochen, so there's always a gilui chayil limchas, but who's doing the schiel? So in the Ramban it says, in Rashi it says, that if it's the father, then the father does the schiel. If there's no father, then the Beis Din does the schiel. Not like the Rashi, but it's always Beis Din. But even after this point, even after we've said that Rashi is apparently al derech the Ramban, the Rashi nonetheless is a chiddush altogether. What does Rashi want with Heim Nasim Loyav? What is it with Heim Nasim Loyav? It's zochen lorim shleib b'fonov. Like the Gemara said, Mai kamashim l'mshik, the zochen lorim shleib b'fonov. It's a case of Zochon Shleib B'Fonim. What's this lum? Actually, he seems to be saying something. Heim Nasim Loyav. What are you? Kilu, like based in, like Gemara has an expression in several places, based in Avim Shal Yisrael. Seems to be what Rashi is alluding to. Based in over here, they could be in loco parentis. So there's no father, so they could be a B'mokam Av. What do you need it for? What does Rashi need it for? If there's no Av, so Zochon Shleib B'Fonim. So, they cite in reference to this Rashi the cite on the Meiri. That's over Mishpat Bakish. The Meiri here says an interesting thing. I don't have a Meiri here in front of me, but in the Meiri he says, let's explain this Gemara. He says the following, more or less the following lesson. He says that Matbino is Albas, the Aldas based in, because he also says a lesson that they now become the Mokama Av. Sheyehei in Yonoi Mosur Lehem. That the Inyonim of the Kotlin are now in charge of the based in. Lach Nisoi Libris Ulekdusha Semuna. That's what it means, Aldas based in. That they become like the Av. That the inyonim of the cotton should be now based in charge. So what's the Meiri saying? How is the Meiri saying the following? And I think this presumably this is the Pshat and Rashi as well. This is not my chiddush, this is the Rebbe. Then this is a problem here in the Gemara altogether. Where is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Geirus needs a mila tefila, and you need kabbalas mitzvahs. Medina is a mitzvahs. You have to move kabbalas mitzvahs. Even though the Rambam says that we're medim the mitzvahs, the Rambam says maybe not likuva, but Chayim will say, but the kabbalas mitzvahs itself. The Rambam writes, what's geirus? She yitzel. Shiyitza, I've got exactly the lesson. Then you have to have mila and tefillah. The essence of geiros is the person wants to be mekabel mitzvahs and nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. Here you have a kotlin. A kotlin doesn't have das. So if you had the mila, you had the tefillah, you had zochel a little bit fun of. But where's the kabbalah's mitzvahs? It's a problem. It's a very glaring problem. So there's a shita mekubetzis. Most Rishonim, it's striking that the Rishonim don't ask this kasha. Too many, some Rishonim do, but not, most Rishonim don't even address this question. There is a Shita Mekubetzis, Vashem Shita Yeshana. Quite besides a Shita Yeshana, that since a Kotlin is not able to have Kabbalah's mitzvahs, so it's not Ma'akiv. So you don't have to have it. Just like the Moshul, a Geiris doesn't have to have Bris Mila. Even though Mila is part of it, Mila is Ma'akiv and Geiris. Mila is Ma'akiv and Geiris by men, not by women, because they don't have it. So by a Kotlin, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, he doesn't have it, because he's a Kotlin. So in Mela, you can forgo the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's the Shita of Hashem, the Shita Yisham. We'll see by us in Tyson Sanhedrin, there's a Yisyachsus to this question. Where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs? Tyson by us can seem to say that the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is when he goes up. Then he's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. We'll have to figure out how that works out. What's that little prayer? What is it exactly? Okay, we'll worry when we get there. But at the Kabbalah, the Meiri is being misyachet to this question. The Meiri is saying that the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the das ageres. The ageres needs das. We see about ageres needs das. We have zochel and shleibah fun. There's das on behalf of the kotel. What exactly is the das of ageres? So, passage is saying das ageres is the das that the mila should be l'shem ageres and the tefillah should be l'shem ageres. The Meiri is saying that no, that's not the das. The das is liyikonus librisul tushas emunah. The Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that is the das ageres. When we say zochel l'adam shleibah b'fonav, it means that based in have the das for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So you have to explain 1 second. Based in has the das for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That is the zochel l'adam shleibah b'fonav. The based in has the das ageres on behalf of the kotel, or the father, if there's a father, has the das ageres on behalf of the kotel. So maybe you have to explain 1 second. How can Beis Din have the das ageres on behalf of the kotel? It has to. What is that even? What does that mean? You can only have das that the kotel is going to be makabel el mitzvahs, will be nichnas lebrisul tushas emuna. If you're going to be, if that das only is meaningful, if you're going to be able to make it good, if you're going to be able to if you have some ability to make it happen, see, like by a ma'aseh kinyan and some of these amzeich in a chayfetz on behalf of somebody else. So I have das that he should be kainet. So he's kainet. That is, it happened. Yeah, he was kainet. But here, the das that you need is lachnis lebrisul tushas emunah, das of kabbalas mitzvahs. That is, that's the pshat in the Meiri. The das of geiris is, like you see in the Rambam's lashonis that way. Geiris is kshayirtzu liyikonos tachas lekabalum olavol mitzvah, liyikonos tachas kanfei hashchina. That's not a tnai in geiris. That is the geiris. The Rambam's move that way. The milan tefillah is a tnai in the geiris. That's the protocol. But what the geiris is to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. So the das ageris is a das to be mekabel ol mitzvahs. How can the Beis Din have das that the kotlin should be mekabel ol mitzvahs? The kotlin, what is the kotlin? The kotlin is not going to be mekabel ol mitzvahs, and it's like a frustration. How's it going to happen? What if a strange person would come along and say, you know, I'll be mekabel ol mitzvahs. I'll have the das for kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the kotlin. Well, that's nothing. It's muchan the Lord. Either the father or it's Beis Din. You can't stop have a person come in off the street and say, well, why don't you have the das on behalf of the kotel? About it, it's nothing. What does he have to do with the Kabbalah's mitzvahs of the kotel? He's not going to be able to make that happen, the Kabbalah's mitzvahs of the kotel. So it's a meaningless das. I need a person who's in yonoi mosolot, that who's in charge of the kotel. A person who's not in charge of the kotel, in charge of the child's education, he's in charge of what the kotel is going to do, he's in yonoi mosolahem. So he could have das of Kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the kotel. So that's what the Meiri says. That based in the part, they're nasim le'av, because in yonoi mosulahem, based in is the, they're the, like the chancellor of the Sheker, they're in charge of all the Yisraelim. They're the Avim Shal Yisraelim. And in Meila, if there's no father, so in yonoi of the kotel, mosulahem, lachnisi lebrisul, l'tusha samuna, they'll make sure he gets a Yiddish education. They'll make sure he understands what Yiddishkeit is. They'll make sure those things. So they could have the das for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the kotel. I think maybe we could be, and that's the pshat in the Rashi as well. That's what Rashi means. Ve'heim nasim lo'yav. That's what Rashi means. Heim nasim lo'yav. He means the Rashi. After you have the Niri, you don't need so much leap. It's Mamash says that they're b'mokam ha'av lechem. She'en ye in yonim mosu lehem. Normally, the yonim of the katan are mosu to the father. The chiddush over here is that basin could be in yonim mosu. Since basin is b'mokam ha'av, in yonim mosu lehem, b'mokam ha'av, so b'mela, therefore, they could have the das to be on behalf of the katan. And maybe I would add another nekuda as well. We have here a zochen lanu shleibu fanav. It's a very strange zochen lanu shleibu fanav. Because we have here a zochen lanu shleibu fanav l'chayra, before we saw this meiri. A zochen lanu shleibu fanav, and in disembodied das. The kodin does the milo, the kodin does the tfilo, and then but we need das. So we have, zochen lanu shleibu fanav, based on we provide the das. Echon shamanu, that a person could be zochen for somebody else just in das. We're not attached to anything else. L'mosh, let's say a kodin wants to be kainu mitziah. So of course he can't. That's the Mishnah. Only the Dakh Shalom, but Bikr Dina Khatan can't be Kaina Mitzvah because he doesn't have das. So why doesn't a Gadol come along, a helpful Gadol, say, you know what, you pick up the Mitzvah, let the Khatan pick up the Mitzvah. And the Gadol say, but I'll be Zaycha you in the das. A Fadi can't do that. You know, yes, London, a Gadol could pick up for a Khatan. You know, that goes into Schuz Gomer, and that goes into Shaila being Zaycha for a Khatan. That's the Schiyah Mitam Shlichus. That's the Nina of Schiyah Mitam Shlichus. But that the cotton should, you know, that's machlekes tais in the Rashba. Could a gadol pick up the mitzvah for a cotton? So we said bonu machlekes the rishonim if schiyam mitam shlichus, if the schiyam behalf of the cotton. But that the cotton should pick up the mitzvah and the gadol should be zeich in the das and behalf of the cotton, that's not shaykh. When you do schiyah zochel and shleibafonu, you have to do something. You have to do a ma'ase kinyan with das for a cotton. Even if the rishonim that there's schiyah for a cotton. And of course, that's going to be an Indian over here. How is Beis Zoycha for the cotton? How can you be Zoycha for a cotton if Schiyah is Mitam Shlichos? This is the background. That's why we're in the Sugya. That's how we find ourselves in the Sugya. Because this is a major Sugya for the issue of Schiyah Mitam Shlichos. But even the Fili Rishonim, the Rashbul, for example, that there is Schiyah for a cotton. The Tosfos Suvas has a notion, maybe Beis Chuz Gomer is Schiyah for a cotton. Even if it's Schiyah for a cotton, but that means that Gadol could do a Maisa Kinyan for a cotton. But that the cotton should do the Maisa Kinyan and the Gadol should have the Das, that's Lo Shemanu Yailu. So how does it work over here? As the meal and tefillah the cotton is doing. So how does the father, for example, let's say if you ask the father has the das, or even Basin has the das. How can they provide? It's a disembodied das, not attached to anything. What kind of zochel lanu shleibu fanav is it? So I think the Meiri is giving us a teretz for that. He's giving a teretz. The cotton is not just doing the meal and tefillah. The meal and tefillah doesn't need das. The cotton is doing milan tefillah, and he's being nichnas lebris of l'kdushas emunah. But he doesn't have that to be nichnas lebris of l'kdushas emunah. So the person who is in yonei masuloi is machnasim lebris of l'kdushas emunah with das on behalf of the cotton. He's mekabel mitzvahs on behalf of the cotton, and that's called the mice of kabbalah's mitzvahs because it's in yonei masuloi. So when the gadol who's in charge of the cotton, the apotropos of the cotton, whether it's based in, whether it's or it's actually a father, when he's mekabel that the child will be nichnas to mitzvahs, that's an act of kabbalah's mitzvahs, which he could do because another person, a strange person, can't do over here an act of kabbalah's mitzvahs. How could a stranger do an act of kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the cotton? Doesn't mean anything. But the gadol could do an act of kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the cotton because the father or based in or b'makom avitz yonim musulim, they could do an act of kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the cotton because they can do an act of kabbalah's mitzvahs because they could actually make sure that it'll be nichnas to mitzvahs. But at the end of the day, they're doing it for him because it's he who has to give the kabbalah's mitzvahs, not the father. The father can force him into mitzvahs, but where's the kabbalah's mitzvahs of the child? That's a zochel lanu shleibu fanav. The father is doing the mice of Kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the child. But it's called an act of Kabbalah's mitzvahs because it actually is a Kabbalah's mitzvahs because it's in Yonim Osulim.
Instead of reading this just in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, can we read this into all the actions of the Gerus, the Milo and the Tilo, say that it's considered as a
Kabbalah? Yeah, but I think the Miri is not the way. The Miri is.
Give it a scramble
process.
That sounds even a little bit like the Milo.
It could be also, we could be most of that as well. And maybe it even extends to the Midland Tefillah. The Midland Tefillah also have to be They also have to be l'shem knisa libris. And how can the far cotton do that? But that the gadol could do, because the gadol is the gadol is in yoni musulam, the father of the base. It's in yoni musulam, he could be machtes and libris. What? Yeah, but what about when it's the father? That's the whole point. Even when there is a father, it's the father. The father doesn't dunk him in the mikvah.
And he doesn't have to physically, take him by the hair.
Just... I say, you want to be Rabbi, where's the maisa? I think that's what you're saying. You know, the maisa is the milin tefillah itself. Whereas I'm saying the maisa is the kabbalah's mitzvah that is in yonim us. Okay, kach and kach. I hear. Could we continue? Could very well be.
But, so the maisa that we'll be doing, to ensure that he's mekabel the mitzvot, would only be shy of when the cousin is a guillotino. Right now, let's see, the cousin is below the age.
No, everything. A child is everything that's involved with child's. You have to think maskul daber of him alav the teretz yivolonu and shema yisrael and everything that's involved in the kaboli could do now. It's not the geir is not descending into MTA. The geir is that he's mekabel that he's going to have a Jewish upbringing. So the kabbalah is mitzvahs. When a geir gadol comes, it's also the kabbalah, not what he does later. The kabbalah. But the shaila is how does the gadol over here how can he make such a kabbalah? Because it's yoni masala, he's the bar hochi to make such a kabbalah.
And
the
kabbalah is
the ma'aseh. It's exciting. Maybe the milut tefillah itself is also the ma'aseh, but it has to be a milut tefillah that's a knisah libristic and milut tefillah. Let's say for simplicity's sake, without that, the kabbalah's mitzvah is the ma'aseh. But to do the ma'aseh kabbalah's mitzvah, because you can't have stam adas, it's not connected to anything. There has to be a ma'aseh. Zoch l'olam is a ma'aseh for the kotel. So there's some ma'aseh over here that has to be done for the kotel. You can't come along and provide a das. Like I said before, a kotel picks up a mitzvah, but can't just stam. You know, his friendly neighbor can't just come along and provide him with a das. So you can do a ma'aseh kinyan for a kotel. Over here, what are you doing for the kotel? You're doing the ma'aseh kabbalah's mitzvah. The ma'aseh being nichnas to tushas emunah. So you're doing the ma'aseh geiros for the kotel. The ma'aseh kabbalah's mitzvah for the kotel. But who could do a ma'aseh? So there's two parts. A, how could you do it for the kotel? So that's zochan l'arum shel b'fanuf. But then there's another part. Even if you do it for the kotel, but how could you do it? What makes this a ma'aseh kabbalah's mitzvah? If a strange person comes along, it's mekabel mitzvah for the kotel. So the for the kotel is not a problem because zochan l'arum shel b'fanuf. But it's not a ma'aseh kabbalah's mitzvah. Because what is his kabbalah? His kabbalah. What is the kabbalah of a stranger is not a kabbalah's mitzvah because it doesn't mean anything. He's not going to be able to make. He doesn't have anything backing it. So if a stranger comes and he's mekabel mitzvahs for the kotel, it doesn't lack in his ability to do for the kotel. That's zochan l'arum shel b'fanuf. Anybody could do zochan, but it lacks in being a kabbalah's mitzvah. It's not a kabbalah's mitzvah because when somebody else is mekabel mitzvahs for the kotel, it's not a kabbalah's mitzvah because nothing's going to happen from it. What do you mean? I can make a good resolution, but I can't make a good resolution for you. It's not a resolution. I resolve that you're going to die. It's not a resolution. So a stranger resolves that the kotel is going to be going to be raised as a Jew, but it's not a resolution. For that, I need somebody who's in yoni musulam. That's either the father or the child. We're running out of time. I want to be meisif. This is all in the world of the Ramban and the Rashi. The Ramban and Rashi. But we saw before the Rashi Shita is that even if there is a father, the Shchi is done by Beis Din. I think the Rashba has to be not learning is not. I think besides the technical question of who's doing the zochin, I think the Rashba al Korkuk is learning not like the Meiri in the Havana of what the Shchi is. If we learn like the Meiri that the zochin over here is in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because it's in Yomi Mosulam and they're the person who's being zochin is doing the Kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the Kotel. Because he's a bar hochi to do the Kabbalah's mitzvahs for the kotel, because it's in yonim osulot. So to have a poshut that Rashi is right, that if there's a father, then the person who's in charge of the child is not based in it, but only based in avim shel yisaimim, but they're not a vim of people who have parents. That's not the nanny state. Based in charge of the yisaimim, is not in charge of people who have parents. So a person who has parents, who's the person who should be mekabel mitzvahs for the child? The bar of the parents, not the based in, or the father, not the based in. If the Rashba learns that it's Aldas based, and even if there is a father, then that's an indication that the Rashba is learning over here that the Zchir is not for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. People say, like the Shiddi Shonah, you don't need Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Zchir is not for the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So what already is the Zchir? So why does it have to be based? Why can't it be anybody in it already? Like, why does it have to be based? Based is handy, because they happen to be here anyway, because they happen to be attending a Geirus. You know, so... But I think it's more than that. The Fida Rashba, What I want to say is lefi the Rashi, but I don't think that the Shechiyah here is in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Because if it would be in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, then Rashi would be right. Basin is a poor imitation of a father. If there's a father of Adar, the father, hey, Masim Layav, but there's a father, then the father's the one who's Makabal mitzvahs for the Kotan, and he's the one who should do his Zachon Banosh Leib upon him. If you hold, like the Meiri's Havana, that the Shechiyah here is in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs, in the Achnisa Lebris of Tushas Emunah, then Rashi is 100% right. Basin is a substitute for a father. When there's a father, then the father's the one who does the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And that's Rashi in the Ramban, and I think in the Iri. That's all one shita. But if the Rashba says that no, even if there is a father, the Aldas Basin is Basin, not Aldas the father, then Al Korchachat the Omer that the Rashba is learning that the Schiyah here, the Zochon Lo Shleim Afonav, is not in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Not in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's a Zochin Stam and the Das of Geirus. The Das Lihiz Gaya, the Mice of Geirus. The Mice of Geirus needs Das. Basin provides the mice, the das for the mice agares. Aye, so then we'll have a question. So why can't, how is that different than Stam a stranger coming along and having das in the mice opinion of a cotton? Like, how does Basin have das in the mice agares of the cotton? What kind of Zofan Lomish Levi Fonim is that? It's like a cotton picking up a machine and somebody else has das. So how does it work over here? Basin has das for the mice agares of the cotton. That's a very strange Zofan Lomish Levi Fonim. So Mele in the Mi'iri Rashi Ramah, we have a Mahalach. There's Zechiyah in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That's the Zochon Lomish Leib Afonav. There's Zoich in the Kabbalah's mitzvahs on behalf of the Kotel. Ka'omer, because it is a Maisa Kabbalah's mitzvahs, because it's in Yoni Mosulam. And it can be done on behalf of the Kotel, Zochon Lomish Leib Afonav. But in the Iri learns, no, even if there is a father, it's nothing to do with Kabbalah's mitzvahs. It's a Zochon Lomish Leib Afonav and the Maisa Geris itself. So if it's a Zochon Lomish and the Maisa Geris itself, so then we have this question. So that how can a person provide. Why is it different than a cotton picking up a mitzvah? The cotton does the maisa geres, and the basin is providing the das. Why is it different than a person picks up a mitzvah and somebody else will provide for him the das? About it, that's nothing. So I think the answer is, I don't know for sure, I think the answer is that, I think the answer is that it's dafka basin of bedudas. Because the das, the maisa geres is the miglu tefillah. And it's based on who do the Milu Tefillah. So it's not a stranger who has nothing to do with the Maisa, and he's having das for the, just providing das for the Kotlin, and the Kotlin does the Maisa Kinyan. Here, Basin is doing the Maisa Milu Tefillah. Basin are the ones who are Malam Tevelim. I mean, that's what gives it a significance of the Milu has to be Bifnei, that's a Shad, the Milu has to be Bifnei Basin. But Kapon and Basin are, talk out, the Milu has to be Shad and Mishan. Could be the Milu doesn't have to be in front of Basin. But Kapon and Tefillah for sure has to be in front of Basin. The Milu is a stickler problem. How does Basin do it? How does the Milu over here happen? Because Basin are not there by the Milu. Yeah, but I'm going to the Rashba. It's all Basin. The kitchen. What? Yeah, but the Rashba learns that it's Basin that happens often. I don't know. So the Milu is a problem a little bit. But Akoponim, the word that I want to say, just to finish the thought, I think the Rashba learning over here, they the Basin and only the Basin. The father can't do this. Basin could be the Zochon Lomish Leib Afonav because since Basin is doing the Maisa Milu Tefillah, so therefore they can now provide. So normally when you have a Ger Gadol, so he's also participating in the Milu Tefillah. So the Mal, the Ger himself, has the Das that the Milu Tefillah should be L'shem Geiris. But here that you don't have because he's a Kotel. But Basin, who are also doing the Maisa Milu Tefillah, because it's two sides, there's two participants here, Basin are also involved in the Maisa Milu Tefillah. So they already could provide the das for the Milu Tefillah of the Kotel. And that's a kind of Zochon Lomish Leib Afonav. It's not a disembodied das. That's the whole point. A disembodied das and no Zochon Lomish Leib Afonav. You can't have the Kotel pick on the Messiah, somebody else will have the das. But here it's not disembodied, it's connected to the Maisa Milu Tefillah. So instead of the Kotel having the das for the Maisa Milu Tefillah, the Beis Din will have the das for the Maisa Milu Tefillah. You know what it's doyma to? The Tzoyis wants to say that das Acheres Machne works with Zochon Lomish Leib Afonav. Because the Machne could have the das on behalf of the Kotel. Because he's also a participant in the Maisa Kinyan. And the Tzoyis says it doesn't work in Tzoyis, because Tzoyis holds Katana don't have Shechiyah, and it's still Das Karis Machne by Katana, but Kapanim, the Tzoyis has such a svar. So I think Al Derech Zeh in the Rashba. The Maisa Milu, based it, and that's part of why the Rashba learned that even if there's a father, the Zochan is not the father. The Zochan is the basin. Because what does the father have to do with the Milu and Tefillah? The Zochan on the Shlei B'Fanim is the Das of the Milu and the Tefillah, the Maisa Geiris. And the Maisa Geiris is the basin that's doing this, not anybody else. So Basin who are doing the Maisa Geirus, they could be Zoiche in the Das of the, they could be Zoiche the Das on behalf of the Kotel. But somebody on the side, and somebody on the side now. Okay, this is Haskalah's Dvar. You have to do the Tosis.
Why can't Rebbe just say for the Rashba that he's also saying on community and Rashi, and in Yom Masr Lam, the father's not being the Geyer, so for saying like Boss Mitzvah.
No, but it says even by Ovav Imoy, even by Nizgara Bonav Nosev Imoy, the Rashba says that it's not that space. Even by the case of Nizgara Bonav Nosev Imoy. Okay, we want to do the Mitzvah next on Sunday. I want to do the Tosis. The main bombshell for us is the end of the Tosis, where the Tosis Mechalkin is Chuskomer and not as Chuskomer. That is a very big, a lot going on over there. But at the point, we're going to go through the Tosis, and then we'll come back to the Tosis of Nelson and Edwin, and that's another element.